Baltimore City saw a 97% decrease in the number of children with elevated blood lead levels over 25 years. This is thanks to education, testing, advocacy, and aggressive enforcement. But the threat remains. State testing has estimated that more than 65,000 children in Baltimore still have dangerously high levels of lead in their systems. A large body of scientific data demonstrates the negative effects that lead has on children's brain development and cognitive growth. Sadly, children from low-income families and minority groups are impacted the most. However, all Maryland parents are required to have their children tested for lead at 12 and 24 months. Lead exposure can come from chipping, peeling, and flaking paint, especially in areas that are within reach of young children like windowsills and baseboards. Lead dust also poisons playgrounds, gardens, and other outdoor settings where children play. Together, let's get the lead out and create a healthier future for our children. Resources about getting homes and yards tested for lead are at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.